everyone, and welcome to the June-July edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'm Alison Aplin, and our readers today are Nikki Barnes, Sam Elmhurst, Neil Haverson, and Tony Stimpson. Tim Edwards has been responsible for putting everything together and hopefully bringing you an interesting and entertaining edition. And we mustn't forget David Clayton, who you'll be hearing from as well. So let's get started, shall we? And Let's Talk editors Angie Kennedy and Terry Redhead are telling us that it's important for us to have things to look forward to. Here's Neil with their message.
There is no doubt that looking back and conjuring up happy memories is something we all like to do. Yet at the same time, it has never been more important to look ahead. Together, we have all been through so much in the past year and more. No one could have foreseen the devastating effect that the coronavirus pandemic would have on all of us. Thankfully, we appear to be on our way out of the battle. The light at the end of the tunnel seems to get brighter by the day. But perhaps the best way to lift our spirits is to look forward with optimism. Look ahead with anticipation to all those important dates and events just around the corner. Perhaps you have a special birthday or an anniversary looming large. Perhaps your only grandchild is about to celebrate a birthday. Maybe you have a holiday booked a few months into the future, and now it seems you will be able to enjoy it after all. All of these special dates on the horizon can lift your mood and make you happy. Nothing is more appealing to me than a lovely full diary of heavily scribbled on calendar hanging in the kitchen with planned comings and goings by family and friends. It may be something even less significant, but nevertheless important to you. Like me, for example, no one in my household is the slightest bit interested in horse racing. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. Just around the corner, it is Royal Ascot. It starts next week on Tuesday, June the 15th, and continues until the following Saturday afternoon. That week is already booked as a holiday for me. Perhaps I may even get to go there myself. I've been many, many times, but would love to go again, especially after missing out, as everyone did, last year. In the scheme of things, it really isn't that important, but for me it's something to get tingly about. I can't wait. I'm as excited as I was more than 60 years ago, when waiting for a special trip or date to arrive when I was just a youngster. So whatever excites you, look forward with optimism and anticipation. We have all learned after the tough times we have been through, and that delightful anticipation is, I believe, as good a medicine as you can get to make you feel wide awake and raring to go. I also know, of course, what we have planned in the future issues of Let's Talk. Believe me, that is also something to get really excited about.
Thank you, Neil. And I hope we can all look forward to better times ahead. But there are plenty of good things to enjoy at this moment as well, I think.